This is a Pinball News production.
These people, dressed as they are, have come from all over to Chicago Pinball Expo to play Let's Make a Pinball Deal. Here's Expo's top traders, Dr. Monty Hallfix and Phoebe Carroll Merrill Smith.
Welcome to the 32nd Pinball Expo. Let's make a pinball deal. I'm your host. What? I can't even read that. Oh, yeah, there it is. Doc Monty Hallfix. And here's my lovely assistant who will just be pointing to prizes and looking good most of the time, Phoebe Carroll Smith.
Yeah, I know on the show, the Carol Merrill, she usually just pointed at the curtains and pointed at the boxes and stood there and never said a word. But screw that, I'm co-hosting.
I don't see that in my card, but okay, here we go, folks. We're going to have some fun. As always, this is a classic game show with a pinball twist. We're going to give away a lot of stuff here today, so we're going to do some stuff. It's not really informative seminar, but just more of a fun time and to give you some great gifts. I'd like to also remind you to take a look at the screen of all our beautiful gifts were given to us by our
sponsors,
such as Marco Specialties, Color DMD, Stern Pinball Expo,
Cointaker, and also
Matt Shooter Rods,
Matt at Back Alley Creations, and Ken's Custom Shooter Rods.
And there's one more. There's a speaker kit company.
Speaker light kit.
Speaker
light
kit.
I thought you said that. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say that. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to start on one side, and Phoebe's going on the other side, and you're going to find somebody. I'm going to find somebody.
Oh, where's our box? Where's our
right,
board?
Let's do this. Let me find a contestant here.
Here, Dave.
Let's find what? Oh, I need my board, right. Okay.
So on the show they called out the prices, but we're not gonna do that because we're each gonna pick a contestant and it's whichever contestant's closer to the price. And this isn't the Price is Right, it's Let's Make a Deal so you can go over. So but we're not gonna call the prices out loud, no help from the audience and no cell phones, please. You're gonna write your price down and then we're gonna take you up to the front and we're gonna reveal the pricing item. And then
the
you
closest
write your price
one
down. Closest to it
wins the prize.
Yep.
Okay, but we're not going to be yelling out stuff. So now let's see. Let me find somebody. You find somebody over there? Hello, young lady. How are you doing this morning? We got to call out somebody. So I got Sarah McIntosh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you stand up,
say
Sarah?
No.
Come on.
You can do it.
You got somebody?
Did you get, yeah.
I got her.
Okay, go
Sarah,
ahead.
So tell me a little bit about you. Are you first time to Expo?
Oh, no.
Okay. How many years have you been coming?
3, 5?
5 years? Okay. You like long walks on the beach? Do you like, no, just kidding. Let's just get back to the show here. Okay, so Phoebe, you have somebody.
I have a contestant. This is Lori W. You want to tell us your name, where you're from?
My name's Lori W. and I'm from Hal, Michigan.
I know.
There you go.
Okay. Do you have any pins?
You're gonna take the marker and then you're gonna write down.
You have four? Okay. Yes. Now let's walk up here to the.
All right. And we also have our great. Our great announcer today is Casey J. Stewart Rice.
Thank you.
So let's start the show. I got to bring her up there. Okay, come on. We'll go this way. You get to be in front of everybody.
This is your.
If you didn't like microphones in front of everybody, wrong show to be.
When they reveal the price and he describes it to you, you're
trust me,
write
Phoebe
your price
has
on the
to
board.
Have a few drinks before she starts. She's got her liquid
he's
courage over there.
He's going to reveal the item under the box, and then he's going to describe it. And then after he describes it, you're going to write down your price. And then we'll reveal the prices, and then he'll reveal the actual price of the item. And this is the manufacturer's suggested retail price from Marco Specialties.
Ooh, Marco Specialties, the premium price company. I mean, wait, the premium premium company.
Okay, we have no more sponsors from Marco.
Yeah. Well, sorry. See if I get anything. Okay,
Jay, you want to describe our first item?
Do you want to lift it first, or we
describe?
Yeah.
Or he can.
Oh, it's a bottle opener.
Get your jam.
It's Novus 3, 8-ounce heavy scratch remover, formulated to remove heavy scratches and abrasions from most playfield surfaces.
I'll do the female gym. Okay.
You can be the one that points at the curtain.
What do you think the actual Marco price is?
They're writing it down. Are we good over there?
Yep, she's got her price.
Okay.
Jay?
Jay, let's see what your price is.
The actual price is $6.99.
We have $12.99 and $4.
Wow.
$4
they vary.
Wins.
Okay, Sarah. Okay, you can keep your Novus 3.
Okay.
Or
go for a
You have your Novus 3.
Yes.
Would you like to trade it for the box on this table or the curtain on that table?
What do I do?
You can ask them. So you're going to trade in
the
Novus.
She's going
to
trade
for the
Lori, where'd she go? Lori, you get the Novus.
Okay.
Thank you for playing.
So she
and
took this.
Sarah,
do we get to show them what's under this that she missed?
No.
Yet.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. And you have...
Is this thing alive?
You have won a Translite.
Translite. Okay.
Okay, let's open it up and see what it is.
It might be a special Translite. It's a Translite of Phoebe, done by Python Angelo.
Remember, there are zonks.
It's a bad cat.
There are zonks here, yes.
There are zonks. So, if anybody's going to do it to you, it would be Phoebe's husband. Okay, let's see what we got. Here we go. It is a Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones Translite.
And it is signed by the master, Steve Ritchie himself.
Excellent.
We get to do this again.
Yeah.
Okay, off we go.
We got to erase your... Oh, she did it already.
She did it. She was a good contestant. Let's find somebody else. I got to pick this side. You got that side. Why is everybody sitting on your side? That's what I want. Not pretty ones. Not pretty ones.
Let's
I'll say
see.
That. All right, Jay Stewart. I'm tapping.
Well, see, you all didn't get the... You all didn't get the memo because they didn't put it in the book right. It was supposed to say that the more outrageous your pinball attire... the better the chance you had to play. But they didn't put it in the memo. We had signs hanging up all over saying that, but...
Well, we didn't get the memo. I have a contestant. His name is Jay. Now, Jay, are you any time... Have you ever been to Expo before?
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been coming to Expo?
Probably 26.
26? You're about 36, so you came here when you were a 10-year-old. Is that
the
deal?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody doesn't know Jay, he's IDB... org.
IPDB.
It sounds like something bad.
Here's your.
Yeah, I know.
Here you go, sir. Take your board.
And you are. Okay. Go ahead and say your name, where you're from.
Dorian Adams from White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Okay. Is it your first time at Expo?
No.
Okay.
I've been here, I don't know how many years.
Do you, what's your favorite pin?
Oh, I don't have a favorite pin.
You like them all?
I do.
Yeah, that's the way it usually works. Okay.
All right, so...
Jay, you going to reveal our next item?
Well, why don't you lift the box?
Okay.
That'll help me out here.
It might help, so you know what you're talking about? Here.
All right, now you guys can't cheat. Now don't be looking at each other's boards.
All right,
this is it, right?
Yep.
Here we go.
It's a bit set, tamper-proof Torque 7-piece set. Quarter-inch drive bits have hollow points to fit nipples on Torque security screws. Includes Torque
nipples.
Sizes.
He said nipples.
He did say nipples.
T10 through T40. Handy for breaking into your Williams or Stern back box when you lose the key.
Did he say dimples? Never mind. We're not going to go back over that.
No, he said nipples.
Oh, okay.
That was nipples.
It's a bit nipply in here.
Just the way I like it. Okay. You guys want to see that? Okay, don't look at prices. Don't look at prices. Okay. We got our...
You want to
take a look at it?
Or you... No, don't
okay.
Reveal it yet.
All right. Are we got our... Oh, he's changing.
Yeah.
You didn't see nothing, did you?
No.
Did I leave the price on that? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what we got. What's your prices, please? $5.95 and $2.50.
And the actual close retail one. Prices?
The actual price is $4.50.
$4.50. So $2.50, you won it. Jay, you were over by $1.
$3.95.
You should have stayed with
Too bad. Team. Too bad.
You should always go with
don't
your first.
Run away yet.
You should always go with your first.
Yeah.
Now, you won this prize. Now, do you want to take that prize and go, or would you like to take one of the two boxes? You make to choose. Choose wisely.
He You're chooses the polka dot box.
So
what do we have?
Jay gets the gift. You get the bit set. Thank you, Jay. And you have won. We should have a drum roll for this. It's a zoink. Oh,
it's a
no.
Fabulous.
Okay, Jay, let's describe his item.
Please describe
It's a fabulous own. Planter's tin plastic or a plastic container full of used light bulbs.
Congratulations.
Whether they work, whether they don't, we don't know. The fun is in the testing.
All right. Thank you, contestants. We're off to get some more people. Doug. All right. Randy. Come on. Get those legs up here. You've been wanting to show them off to everybody in this entire building.
Whatever. I'm not wearing heels for you today.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he's disqualified if he doesn't have on heels.
You said most outrageous pinball attire. This is getting up there. So Randy.
Oh, this.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
The mustache comes off.
It doesn't have any pinballs on it.
Boy, you forgot
2009
the
is your answer.
2009 was your first expo.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not going to ask if you like long walks on the beach because I can already see
it's
you do.
You.
Okay. Oh, the board's right behind. Here.
You didn't erase yours.
I didn't know this was
You're
a dating
slipping.
Game.
No, it's not a dating game.
Good Lord.
Now, did I hear you correct? This is MSRP or their optional selling price?
It's Marco's.
Selling price.
That could be different.
And you are?
I'm Coy Morris from New Jersey.
Welcome, Coy. Do you get to play a lot of pinball up there in Jersey?
You put me up against
Coy. He's a better. Well, let's see. I'm not putting you up against him to play pinball, so that would have been more flanking.
That would be a mistake, yes.
You don't play much pinball, right?
I play a lot of pinball.
Yeah, we figured. Okay.
All
right, you two. Here we go. Here is our product.
It's empty.
It is Krylon Triple Thick Glaze, spray 11 ounce. Clear acrylic aerosol coats surfaces 3 times thicker than other sprays, helps soften and re-adhere flaking paint, and stabilizes back glass artwork.
Now, is that the special 0500
edition? Yes, it is.
Ooh, very special. Okay, so, gentlemen, please put down your answers. How much do you think? This is from Marco's, too, right? Marco's. Boy, they had. Never mind.
No cell phones.
Yes, no cell phones, no checking. We have a price.
No Googling.
Okay, we have one there. And we got one there. All right, gentlemen, show everybody your prices. Prices?
Four.
I got $4 and I got $8.99.
Oh, the actual price is $10.95. That's quite a markup.
Okay.
I'm going home with four nails.
You can do your nails. No, just kidding. And toenails. Okay, so Coy. Coy, what would you like? What's
would
under
you
the
like
cloth?
The box on this
or the
tray,
box?
Or would you like the shrouded item on that tray?
That has to be held down.
It's fighting me,
it
folks.
It might escape.
It might escape. Is this...
I'll take that one.
You're going to take that one. Okay.
A wise choice. Or...
Here we go. Should we just whip this off and let it explode?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. Okay, here we go. Let's open it up and see what it is.
You have a translite.
Rescue 911.
He knows
his,
he knows his stuff, folks.
But is it a special rescue 911? It is. It's actually signed by William Parker, the designer. Congratulations.
By that guy who made it.
And,
have you ever been tagged with true makeup?
No.
It'll All make right. you shiny.
I got enough stuff on that mustache. I don't need to make it shiny. All right. Let's get another contestant. Let's see. Who do we got? Da-da-da. Come on. Somebody's got to pick out.
Actually, I can use that.
I see somebody reading a newspaper. Oh, she's now like, not me. Not me. Guess what? You're coming, my dear. Come on. Come on. You're gonna we're gonna find out exactly how much your husband's been paying for products. Come on over. And what's your name?
Diana Sips.
Diana, nice to have you here. You've been to every expo or just how many years?
My husband has.
Your husband has. Okay, great. Great. So now you know how he always hides how much he, I bought some parts. Now you're going to find out exactly how much he actually spent for those parts.
Wait, is this your first time at Expo?
No, I've been here
before. Okay. And Phoebe, who do you have?
I have. You can tell your name, where you're from.
Chris Gray from Iowa.
How many games do you have?
55.
Oh, my. More than a few.
Okay, wait.
We need to get four more games. We only have 51.
Hey, we have a better one. Please tell us how many your husband has told you to buy.
438
pinballs.
Hey, can you talk to him? Because
yes.
He won't let me buy anymore.
I want you to talk to my wife. She doesn't need a kitchen. She does a lot of good cooking just with pinball machines. Okay, let's pull up the prize. Here we go. Casey?
It's a fabulous multi-tool, 7 functions, available from Marco Specialties. This fine tool features a knife, Phillips screwdriver, slotted screwdriver, bottle opener, saw blade, wire cutters, and long nose pliers!
Very nice. And in fact, that looks like a DMB issue. We issue these at Dave & Buster's to all technicians.
Special deluxe.
Special deluxe. So, no helping. Go ahead, write down your prices. What do you think Marco's charges the average customer?
No, that's wrong game.
Okay, we have a price. All right, what do we do with this one?
We have a tie.
We have a tie. $8.99. So they both win. So I would think that this just gets thrown back into the gift, and
each get
to pick a box. So, young lady, you get to pick first, and then we will let the gentleman pick second.
Polka dots.
They're both polka dots. You seen spots before? That's polka dots and that's polka dots. No, they're not Rocco Rome coins. No, those are old D&B tokens and old tokens for guaranteed pinball machines. Go ahead. You'll take that one. Okay, here, what did you win? Come on over.
Okay.
It's a fabulous shooter rod from Ken's Shooter Rods. That skull shooter rod, it's actually more of a zombie head.
Yes.
Could fit on a variety of pinball machines.
Just what every woman wants. Sorry.
Was it
okay,
from
Chris, let's see what you got.
Is it from
you
Ken's
won.
Card in there.
I know, but...
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, there you go, Casey.
Speaker Light Kits from speakerlightkits.com. The best in the industry.
Very nice, very nice.
I'm not actually...
Now, don't forget, we've got some big deals coming. We're going to give away some big deals. All right, let's find somebody else.
Speaker Light Kits. Compatible with Data East, Sega, and Stern pins,
you.
Make your speakers sing with bling, bling, bling.
First, but is
okay.
His first Expo?
Do you want to get that one, or do you want to let him pick one?
No, you go. Come on, you were pointing to the wrong person, so that's the problem. When you point to the wrong person, you get caught.
Stern.
Okay, so tell me, what's your name?
Andy,
you have a last name, Andy?
Oh, yes, I do. Clure.
Come on, young lady. You wanted to be part of this.
All right,
Andy. Is this your first Expo?
It is. I've been to Allentown a few times, but this is my first time flying and going to an Expo.
Let's have a round of applause for the first timers here, folks.
Very nice.
Ooh, a Pinball Expo virgin.
That just didn't sound right from her. We'll give you this board. How many games do you have, Andy?
Like 30.
30. That's a nice number.
More than a baker's dozen. That's nice.
That's good. Okay. You have
and I have.
I'm Dave Miner from Tustin, California.
Oh, welcome, Dave.
Is this your first time?
No, it's not.
See, I get the first timers. You get the...
No fresh meat for me.
Okay. Are we ready? Let's go. Casey, what is our prize? Our product.
Price.
They're going to price on our... They have to give us the price.
It is Wildcat RC88 16-ounce rubber cleaner. Makes pinball machine rubber look new. Good for cleaning and restoring rubber parts. Cleans, protects, and restores Wildcat RC88.
Ooh, Wildcat. We
used to use clean rubber.
We used to use this at Dave & Buster's to get high in the back, so just be careful with that.
Good stuff.
Talking to the girl who likes to... never mind.
Clean my rubbers with it all the time.
Do you have your price? He does. Don't show it to me.
You have your price?
You got your price. Okay. All right. Gentlemen, what's your price? What you got? We got $6.95 and $9.95.
Oh, Casey. And the actual price is $10.99.
Yay, David,
very close indeed.
The RC-88. Now, as always, you get to choose. Ooh, there's a box. A box. It's cool. That could be something good, or it could be.
The box.
The box. Okay, well, he's chosen the box.
It's an empty box.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what he's won. He has won a Zonk, but it's a...
Oh, my, it's a wonderful Xenon playfield. Make your game restore worthy with this great example, with flaking paint and plenty of wood showing through. More to restore.
No. And it's even missing some inserts. Woo!
This makes your game restorable.
Restorable. Please do not call Phoebe to restore this playfield.
Maybe you can use an overlay. I've seen it before.
Phoebe's retired.
Thank you, sir. You're welcome. All right, we're off to get another customer. Come on. Eric. Did you get anybody yet? What are you taking forever for? All right, Eric. I've seen you here at Expo before. How many years have you been coming to Expo?
I've been coming since 88.
How many games do you have?
Three.
I like this.
Three games.
Probably pretty pure.
What are the three games you have?
I have Wildlife, Road Kings, and Millionaire.
Road Kings.
Notice no one said millionaire. It's just not quite right.
Mark Ritchie.
If that poster disappears, it's probably me.
Okay, we now know we have a thief among us.
And I have...
Mark Combs, Cincinnati, Ohio.
How many games do you have? Not storage units, games.
Oh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't.
Is your wife in the audience?
I
is
would
this
say
you're holding on?
100 total, but probably 40 collect-wise, but 100 total for tape.
How many is in your game room?
Probably 23 or something, 22.
I was waiting for him to say
that's
two.
All
okay.
Yeah, his wife won't let that him put him upstairs.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, not yet.
He has
you have
games.
Some work to do.
He has games.
He does have a deluxe ball bowler, though, that takes some room, so, you know. Cadillac.
Chicago coin. Okay.
The Cadillac of bowlers.
Let's get to our product. Casey?
It's a Novus number one plastic cleaner 64-ounce jug. The big boy. This 64-ounce half-gallon economy-size Novus number one cleaner is great for refilling your 8-ounce Novus number one squeeze bottle. Keep your plastic sparkling clean.
So this is now available at Marco's. You guys have your prices. Did you write it down, price? You're good? Okay. We're writing down our prices. We're good.
Squeeze bottle not included.
Squeeze. What? You had to say squeeze bottle, didn't you? We ready?
Squeeze bottle.
Okay. Show us your prices, gentlemen. We have $23.95 and $19.99.
Oh, it is $22.95.
Oh,
very good.
Off by $1.
That's too bad. Too bad.
Stay right there because he gets to choose if he wants to put... If you want to take this and give it to Eric and take one of the lovely prizes. Choose wisely. He's going to take the box. Eric, you get the box. Here we go. Oh!
It's a pinball machine in a bottle. Break in case of emergency when you really need to do something with some parts.
That was from Pinball Expo. That's right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah,
let's find some more contestants.
Is that Riverboat Gambler? Mark. Riverboat Gambler?
Martin Weiss.
Is that what that says?
Come on up. Now, I think you are probably one of the longest-traveled persons that have come here. You're from Munich, Germany, correct?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
How many games do you have?
70.
70.
Nice.
But you, if I'm not mistaken, you bought them back when the prices were right on those games.
Exactly. Most of them bought end of the 90s to ridiculous prices. Or a Big Bang Bar for Gene Cunningham, 4,500. This is really a bargain, huh?
It is a bargain.
A smart buyer, folks.
Smart buyer. So here's your board.
And I have...
Rod from Iowa.
Rod from Iowa.
Is this your first time at Expo?
No, I've been coming 12, 15 years.
Very good, Rod from Iowa.
How many games do you have?
About 20.
20. Okay, take your boards, gentlemen. Casey, what is our product here we're going to bid on?
We have gorgeous leg leveler rubber caster four-piece set. Tough rubber caster stops metal leg levelers from sliding and scratching smooth floors.
Very nice. Now, I know I can get these cheap at other stores, but this is Marco's Specialties. So please write
exactly
down the price that you think. This is Marco. Now, this is to be shipped stateside, so don't think that you got to put a special shipping into Germany or something. So just think what... That might throw your price off. You have your price? We have one price. We have our prizes. Okay,
they're
gentlemen,
ready.
Show
they're
us
ready.
Your price. $8.95 and $5.
The actual price is $7.95.
Offer by a dollar again.
No, they're allowed to be over.
Oh.
It's whoever's closest.
What?
This isn't Price is Right. It's Let's Make a Deal.
Now we're going to change it. I've been telling everybody it's over by a dollar.
It's cool.
All right.
I'm teasing you.
Thank you. You just were waiting to set me up on there. Okay, Martin, we have a box that Doug can't pick up. Oh, I'm sorry, Larry can't pick up. And we have a cloth. What would you like to do? Would you like to take the rubbers and go home? Do you want to take what's under the cloth, or do you want to take what's in the box?
It's a long flight.
It's a long flight. The box is too big. The box is too big, and I think I'd try that.
You're going to try that? Okay. You get the coasters, and you, sir, get the Translite. Take a look. What Translite do we have? Oh, jeez. Lord, what do we do? Put a brick in the bottom of this? Okay. We made sure she had her nails done specifically for this show to pull off tape.
There's a lot of blue tape in this show.
Yes.
Got to be ready for it.
And it's painter's tape, so it's...
This piece is adult-proof.
Then we should get an adult to take it off. Martin, please reveal your prize. It's a Spider-Man Translite signed by Steve Ritchie.
He scored.
There we go.
Pinball.
Limited edition. No, vault edition. Excuse me, vault edition.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, Phoebe, on to get our next contestants. Oh, wait a minute. What's the matter? Are we running out of time? Okay. This is the time of the show where we switch it up a little. Yeah, you don't always have to do that to me. Okay, this is the second game. Why don't you announce it?
Okay, for this game, we need a special contestant. Or two special contestants, I'm sorry.
Somebody wearing a hockey helmet. No, just kidding.
We really need somebody for these contestants. We need somebody who really knows their way around pricing pinball stuff.
So we need a seasoned veteran. A very seasoned veteran. I have people pointing to other people. They don't want to be a part of this. Do you have somebody, Phoebe? Seasoned veteran.
Coy did pretty well.
Coy did all right, yes. But he's already played. We need somebody else. How about you, sir? Come on up. Come on up.
Not very seasoned. But...
You just look seasoned.
Thanks for that.
Smoke cured,
sorry,
perhaps?
All right, tell us your name, sir.
John Hoke. From Toledo.
From Toledo. Hey, welcome from Toledo.
I grabbed this gentleman who was trying to climb under the table.
Yes, I see why.
Rob Hitman Hoffman.
So, John, how many games do you have?
21.
21. Sounds like we're playing a different game now. Exactly, let's talk about this. How many, not your first expo, how many years?
13, I believe.
Congratulations, thank you. 13.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. Let's see how lucky it is.
Rob Hoffman, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Boy, it sounds like...
How many times have you been coming to Expo?
First year was 09.
09, okay. And you have a very pretty Xenon. I do remember you bringing it.
Yes, I did have that. No longer.
Oh, no longer.
No. Okay.
We had a nice xenon playfield for Phoebe to restore for you, but
he could do something with it, folks. Believe me.
Okay. So
yeah, if Rob restores a game for you, you can eat out of the cabinet.
I have spaghetti.
Now tell me what is this part of the show? This is the I'm supposed to pick this up.
Yes. You're supposed to pick that up.
Oh, I'm supposed to pick this up.
Okay, the item for this pricing game is...
It's ticking. Is it ticking? Is it alive?
Oh, my!
It's a box of Rice-A-Roni!
It's every game show announcer's dream. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. 6.2 ounces stir-fried rice. Vermicelli and delicious Asian seasonings. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Making every meal delightful.
Now, this just tells me that Marco sells everything but the kitchen sink. No. Okay, so Rice-A-Roni. Gentlemen, we have two boxes. Please give me the manufacturer retail price of these two boxes. Of
from Marco or Kroger?
Well, where did we get this from? Was it a Food Lion?
No, it was actually Meijer.
Meijer. Okay, Meijer. Ooh, Meijer.
Makes a difference.
Just went up another dollar. We got our prices?
Yes, sir.
I always have bad jokes. I never have good jokes. Well, not everybody lives in Massachusetts, you know. Okay, we have our prices? Okay, let's see our prices, gentlemen. We have $2.99 and $4.50. Casey, what are the prices on these?
Folks, I've been saying this for years. It's Rice-A-Roni. $1.
Times two.
Two.
Times two.
So
it's $2.
$2.
And he hit
still a bargain.
$2.99. They're both over.
We're allowed to go over.
They both get to pick a prize. They both get to pick a prize. How's that sound?
Okay.
Nobody goes home with the Rice-A-Roni.
Okay.
The announcer will be paid in Rice-A-Roni for the.
Thank you, sir. That's what I live for.
Okay. So, which one of
the box?
He's going to take the box.
Yes.
The box.
Lift it.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
It's a play field. It's a play field.
It's a white wood.
It's not a white wood. Let's see what it is. It's a play field from a Sega arcade game.
Oh my, is it pinball? It's
no,
roll down.
It's a roll down, unfortunately, but it's still in beautiful shape.
It can still hang on a wall.
Sega Stern.
Sega Stern Sports.
That makes it better.
And what did the other man win?
Rob.
Rob won. It looks like a translight. It smells
more
like a translight.
Tape.
More blue tape for her nails to peel off. The excitement grows with every pull of this tape. I'm running out of material, folks. I think I did 20.
You're supposed to be making the noise.
It's a
wah, wah, wah.
Dun, 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 dun.
A teed-off translight from Gottlieb. Thank you, gentlemen, for playing.
Thanks, guys. Turn the playfield around.
It's shiny.
It is. It's for sale if anybody wants it.
What time is it? Do one more item.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're getting down there. We're going to do one more item. Then we'll do the big deal of the day. Let's find one more contestant. That's a family affair. It's already been done. The two of them, each of them, are pointing to each other. No, not me. No, I'm the one that brought all this stuff. I want to get rid of it.
Yep.
Baby boy, he's got a medieval madness T-shirt on. He's wealthy. He's okay. We'll take this gentleman here with the blue shirt. Come on up. A round of applause for our contestant.
Seminar only.
That is correct. That is my name. Legal name, Seminar Only.
You had that changed. It's like Prince changing his name to some sign that we couldn't say. That's right. So tell us your real name, Seminar Only.
I'm Neil from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
We're sorry that you're from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So is this your first expo?
I started Sioux Falls.
It is not. This is my second expo.
Okay, very good. He came back, folks.
Still exciting.
He might not come back for a third one after this, but... Here's your prize board. Now,
and I have
Doug Oliver, North Oaks, Minnesota.
Ooh, Minnesota. Oh, Now, no fighting, gentlemen. Let's keep this all. We get. Okay, very good. All right, so, Casey, tell us what product they will be guessing on.
We have a flipper gauge. This plastic feeler gauge is used to adjust the gap between the flipper shaft and bushing on your Bally Williams flipper assemblies. Durable polystyrene feeler gauge has a hole for conveniently placing your key ring.
Oh. He said feeler and hole. Okay. All right. Gentlemen, do you have your prices written down? Yes? Okay, what are your prices? We have 25 cents and 65 cents.
The actual price is 89 cents.
Doug, you win this. Now, you get to choose. Do you want what's in the box? Or what's under the cloth? Choose wisely.
I'll do the box under the box.
Under the... Okay. So you give the gapper to the young man? And it's just a
too bad, too bad.
Trying to throw us all off.
Very good, guys, very good.
Yeah. It's a Game of Thrones Translite, signed by Steve Ritchie.
Very nice. The King of Pinball signs another one, folks.
So we're going to start the big deal of the day. Is that right?
No, I actually have...
We're starting the big deal? Yeah. We're going to start the big deal of the day.
I'll get you...
What's he need?
He wanted some tape.
Tape? There's right there. Nice roll. Plenty right here, Phoebe. He's all set. I always have tape.
Okay, now we're going to switch this up a little bit.
Okay, that's right. So, in all the other versions of Let's Make a Deal... Oh, I got to read this?
No, you don't have to read it. We can wing it.
I do a pretty good wing job. Wingman. So, as with...
TMI.
Darn it. As with every Let's Make a Deal, we always took the person with the highest price gift... And we made them into the big deal today. But then in this case, we're going to take the lowest price. And they get to go into
the lowest price. Oh, Zonks.
The Zonks. That's yes. Right. So the Zonks. Do I have a light bulb kit?
No. Yeah, light bulb.
Light bulbs. Who won a...
Where's the box of light bulbs?
Box of light bulbs.
That's hardly a Zonk. Light bulbs are good fun.
Boy, and there's comedians
we have
everywhere.
With
come on up.
Would you like to trade your play field for a chance at one of the big deals?
Okay.
A wise
bring
man.
It on up.
And
sorry. That came all the way from Western New York. All right, Phoebe.
Okay,
I want to let you announce how we're going to do this.
Okay. We're going to start with Dorian. You had the bulbs, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want the bag on the table,
ooh,
the Marco bag, or what's under the box?
Do, 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 do. Oh, wait, that's trademarked for another TV
okay.
show.
And then we had...
John.
Yeah.
Take the bag. Okay, the Marco
gonna take
bag.
The maker bag.
That means you get the box.
Okay.
So everybody get by your,
so,
get by your pick.
Everybody get by their pick. All right. So we'll start with
We're gonna start. We're gonna start with this one right here.
Now, should we make another deal? No. Okay.
I'll take $1,000.
$1,000.
He's cutting to the chase. Get to the end.
I got a hanky in the pocket. That's all you get is a hanky.
Money doesn't have any bills in his pockets.
No money. Just a badge.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, Dorian. Let's see what Dorian wants. Yes, please take it out. Ooh, it's a box. It's Coin Taker. Casey, what did he win?
Hold on, we got more.
He won a Coin Taker t-shirt with a pinball machine name on the back. I know that.
Batman.
And a red tremor shaker.
It's a Coin Taker Batman 66 t-shirt, a red tremor shaker motor.
Nice.
That's a worthwhile
it's
prize,
for a Stern
all right.
game, but I'm not sure if it's Spike or Sam. We'll have to ask Melissa.
Very nice. A shaker motor. Wow.
And he also got...
That's a nice gift.
Good score.
There.
Good score.
He also got...
Silver Jets.
No. Are these the...
Those are the Silver Jets,
standard?
Aren't they?
Silver Jet Premium?
No, Standard.
Oh, Standard.
Standard pinballs, inch and 16th, 5-pack resealable tube. Beautiful mirror-like finish, resistant to residual magnetism, exceeds factory specs for hardness, roundness, and weight.
Okay, he gets a Silver Jets, too.
And a Silver Jets.
Wow.
Just keep in mind, one can be magnetized beyond belief.
Yeah, the Silver Jets will magnetize.
Deal.
And also, from Back Alley Creations, Matt, we have a Woz mod, the Sparkle City mod.
Sparkle City.
The backboard over the Emerald City.
It might be small, but it's a good prize. Valued at $50. Am I not right?
Yeah.
So,
gotta love it.
Casey, what is that grand total on that gift?
Wow, we're going to have to estimate on that. A grand total of as much as $150.
That's just a shaker motor.
$200.
There we go. There we go. Thank you, Dorian.
Okay.
All right. No. John, let's see what you have in the Marco's bag.
And...
Ooh, what does he have, folks?
It's you have one.
Another Zonk.
No.
Oh.
This is an Expo 2016 program.
Nice.
Okay.
With, hold on.
Okay. Oh, there's something special in this program.
$1,000?
No.
This
it's
is
your...
a complete 2017 yes. Expo package.
To come to next year's Expo.
Next year's Expo.
A complete package for next year.
Banquet,
there you go.
Banquet included.
Banquet included. That's
banquet
the big bucks,
included.
Folks.
This price is
$230.
Whoa. An actual Whoa. Price of $239.
And he's got the premium.
And a
and
shooter
a
rod.
Skull shooter rod.
A Ken's custom shooter rod. The skull shooter rod is suitable.
And a Dirty Donnie t-shirt.
Dirty Donnie t-shirt from Marco.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, Dave.
Dirty Donald. Gotta love him.
Come on up here. We're going to show you
what fabulous want. Thrills await us in this box.
You ready? Here we go.
Good Lord.
Oh, it's stuck.
It's
a fabulous color DMD. Yeah.
Wow, look at that, a color DMD.
You've just won a color DMD from ColorDMD.com. This is the newest color DMD LED display. Color your game happy with a new LCD display or with the original color DMD.
And what's the price on that one?
$369.
Wow.
There you have it,
very
folks,
nice.
$369.
Congratulations.
And I believe they just announced that they're going to be doing support for all games.
Check out the Data East Star Wars in the free play area. It has a very nice one of those.
Very nice. Thank you, gentlemen, for playing. Let's make a pinball deal.
You're welcome, guys.
Don't forget to thank our sponsors.
Yes. Yes,
they
please.
They were kind enough to donate for us to... give everything away.
Just go right up to them and give them a hug, right?
Thank our sponsors.
They love that.
They made this possible for everybody to have some nice gifts for today. Yes, I see that. Do we have anything else we can do? Can we give some?
That's for the announcement, sir. Like I said, that's all they came.
Okay, I'm going to do this real quick as we wrap up. Does somebody have something in their pocket they want to give away? Because I'm going to give away a prize. Come on. Do I have a penny, a paperclip, a badge holder, something that you guys want to give? Good. What do you got? You already won something. Oh, I got a penny. Okay, come on, sir. What did he get for a penny?
A penny.
That's all I had.
Choose wisely. The bigger one. Okay. I need something from somebody else. But...
go ahead. Pull it open.
Oh.
Pull it open.
Pull it open.
Oh, no. This better not be me. This is not that this George Costanza pulls with me, is it?
Wah, wah, wah.
It's called Waterworld Translate.
Okay. I got a pen over here. From Ford Field.
Don't buy it.
Okay.
Woo!
give her... They're going somewhere, but we don't know where. Okay, I need something else. Oh, I have something else. Okay, we'll let you open that one. It's a Big Lebowski translate from Dutch... From Cointaker and Dutch Pinball. I got a gentleman here who's going to give me a Batman hat. I think this is pretty cool. We're going to exchange for a translate. Tell me what you got there. Roland. It's a signed Steve Ritchie Spider-Man translate. Look at that, folks. I wanted one of these. Okay, do we have any more to give away? Do we have any more? I don't care if it sucks. They don't know that. You're not supposed to tell them that. Give away the song. Okay. Who's been to... who's ever been to my seminar before? Oh, no, I see one guy. Oh, you've been to my seminar? You always never have your microphone. There you go. Go ahead, open that up and let me know what you get. A barbed wire... Hey, that's not bad. You're welcome. All right, John, what did you get? He got a flipper football from Capcom. And what did we get back
play,
here?
Play.
Oops.
I think no. Might be able to zoom.
And we got an Airborne. Very nice. Anything left? That's it? I think so. It's mine. I'll give it. No, I'm not giving away the hat. Okay. I think we're good. Well, thank you all for coming for pinball. Let's make a pinball deal, and we're going to give our attention in a minute as soon as we get ready for Clay Harold.